Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
check, 1, 2, check, check. Oh, yes.
Oh, 600, what's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Don't blow this 14!
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Welcome into New Orleans. From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. It's July 16th. On Thursday that day, you move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Saw this guy yesterday.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood.
Flying over to the Golden State.
Los Angeles.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Peak Suey!
Let's go to the phone, see who this is.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Hey, Rainwater. That is an autographed helmet from the Hall of Fame from Cliff Harris.
Hey, what's
that? Is at the terminal gate.
bus when you know.
Yeah, boy.
Taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engine and cool your wings.
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey! Los Angeles!
John! that London dude. Oh, he's depressed today.
Yeah.
Everybody in England, what happened? Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, July 16th, 6:11, as we start our show always at that time. Morning, Roger. How are you?
David, I'm fantastic.
Welcome back to the studio.
How about you?
I'm doing good.
Yes,
a little low on the tank.
Gotta you should
that,
be.
Got to get that tank back
you
full.
Should. Well, if you take your meds, you got your meds.
I took all those meds.
You know what?
Do I not look better? Doesn't that sound better?
I don't know. She gave me a package.
That's in my coat pocket somewhere, okay. Yeah. Christian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm good. How are you?
Great
Hello,
to be
Chris.
Back. Big
good
Joe Klein. Wearing, we're all matching in our black today. Yes. We like it.
Yes.
How are you, Joe?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just got back from Dallas. I said about 8 o'clock. I had a good day yesterday at the Star, you know, and Cliff Harris, yeah. Really good guy and class act. And
he's a good guy. His son's a great guy.
Yeah.
His daughter-in-law's a great guy. His wife's a great guy. Oh.
Those three honorees, the three winners of the Cliff Harris Award, they were so appreciative. And, boy, they got so big-eyed when they came in and saw the trophies. I mean, the trophy I did for that is huge. I mean, it's a big, you know, it looks like it's bigger than the Heisman. And so they're not expecting to walk in there, and their parents and their family are like, oh my gosh, that's going in our house. So anyway, it was a good day. Good day.
We need a new room.
We need a new room.
Listen, it's a huge trophy, and it's big. And of course, Cliff Harris has got a ton of trophies in there between
his Super Bowls,
Hall of Fame bust, that Super Bowl, the Super Bowl trophies, and that Cliff Harris. How cool is it to have that?
You know, good question. You know, Joe, you have the right to, because you won a world championship with the Bulls. You ever thought about getting a replica of your world championship trophy?
No.
Yeah, he's got two. It's not the NBA, what is it called? What's the
Larry O'Brien?
Yeah, it's not as well known as what you see the Super Bowl. It'd be cool to have one, but I don't know how much it would cost to replicate.
It's a basketball.
Basketball?
It's a basketball top of a thing.
Yeah, like a football.
Like, I mean, it's
Lombardi.
Like the Lombardi.
Yeah, like the Lombardi.
Have they changed that over the years? It's been the same thing the whole time.
Yeah. Same.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, then I guess that's something that somebody in your family would go, you know, he doesn't have one. That's a great idea. Boom.
If the Bulls headquarters has, you know, them, I'm sure they all six display when you walk in. Yeah, that's what they have.
The practice facility.
Yeah.
Well, and they've changed practice facilities, so I don't know. But they used to be shown prominently.
Yeah, it was, you know, again, Joe, you think about it, that you know, that is the most expensive, most valuable sports franchise in the world, $13 billion.
That's right.
The soccer one, Christian, we were talking yesterday.
It's half.
You know, yeah, we thought it was. What is it? What's the biggest?
Manchester United.
I thought
United or City?
United.
Okay.
I thought that would be right close to it, but I don't think it. I think Jerry's just blown everybody away. And you walk in that place, Joe, and it does. It's not. There's no. Hey, there's no other NFL franchise that has a tour of its headquarters that charges.
Oh yeah.
Jerry's always figured out a way to make money, and where his helicopter lands. I mean, it's a great American
just
success
think about
story.
The Star.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, the Star, the headquarters.
I thought you were talking about Jerry's.
No, the headquarters. No. Joe, the headquarters.
Yeah, we haven't even got to.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about the guest house.
Yeah, that's right. It's a billion-dollar development. Just it's more expensive than the stadium was.
Is that where the PGA thing is, too? The PGA, don't they have a new PGA?
There's one near there.
It's
right by there. It's right beside there.
Is Jerry involved with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. But, Joe, you walk in, it looks like a 5-star hotel. It's not. It's the headquarters, and it's just, you know, it's only Jerry's going
to
do it that way.
There's a hotel attached to it.
Yeah, there is. They got an Omni hotel attached to it.
The hotel people go, you know what, that's attached to us?
Yeah, they got a billion-dollar stadium, a billion-dollar headquarters. Anyway, it was just fascinating.
And then there's a football stadium. How big is the football stadium?
10,000 seats. Yeah, it's really classy. I mean, for high school.
Indoor, outdoor.
Catholic starting the season there.
And it has a roof, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He also plays.
My bad, Jim.
Can you imagine from what you, I think you mentioned it or did, no, I think the tour guide who, his accent goes well with it and his personality goes well with giving the tour, that said sometimes when they've been out in the tour, out there on that facility outside the Star, that the helicopter will be coming in and landing. Yeah. And Jerry gets off waves and goes to his office and that sort of thing. When that, when, oh, it's, it,
he is,
it's an incredible.
He's such a, you know, rock star.
A cowboy fan.
You know, I think, would you say he's the most prominent figure in terms of sports business, sports management, ownership? I mean, is there anybody else bigger than him? Any sport?
No.
I mean, he's the, and before him, would it have been Al Davis?
I think a lot of it is because he embraces it.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays up to it.
I think there's a lot of guys
that don't want to do that.
I think it's for better or worse.
Yeah, that's true. I can't argue that. I'm not saying, but he definitely is the most high profile, and he's made the most money and been a maverick. He's like Al Davis was at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of the. He might go back to the owners of the Giants and the Browns.
Well, yeah, but those, you know, but those are Christian's stories. Point, for better or for worse. I mean, you've got the Hunts who have been around, but right. They were low key, yeah, you know, for the most part. Robert Kraft,
most owners want to stay in the
business. Right. And maybe that's the difference between Jerry at $13
billion.
100%. And of course, Jessica was walking through there yesterday, and she's like, wow, their ability to market their product. From the cheerleaders, I mean, we walked through this tour.
Everything.
I mean, they don't miss anything. I mean, they just, obviously, that's why they're...
No, it's them. Like, you know what? I guess you could liken it to a NASCAR thing, and, you know, selling everything you can or marketing every little piece of it, or, you know, like we do here when we have a sponsor.
True. Great to have Joe here, sponsored by Corky's, his own restaurant. Melinda Mayo will be with us at 8:30, brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials. We've got a guy named David Davenport, who's a coach. He's got a new book out. He's Hot Springs guy. He's coached at Lake Hamilton forever. Steve knows who he is. Everybody over in Hot Springs knows who he is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's got a book he's got out about players and coaching and all that. We'll visit the 9 o'clock hour. We got Factor Crap. Joe, we'll probably wait until you get out of here before we do it. Because I've got it. There's a great question. I'm going to tell you during the break, and you're going to go, I'm so glad that I'm not going to be here for that.
Can I be... any worse?
Where was
lasagna?
It was where did Italian food start?
Yeah, where did it?
Was it what I said?
Where did
it?
Toronto.
By
what was it? Asian food? I can't remember what.
No,
it was.
It was Italian food. And it started in Toronto.
By an Asian cook.
Aren't you glad you know the real history? Now, right behind you, Joe. Oh, that's great. That's Joe. Right behind us, we've got the British Open going on. I see Scheffler is 3 under after 8. Mm-hmm. Roger brought up the point that over there, what time is it? Is it 12?
I don't know, 11 or noon?
Like, are they 6 hours ahead of us, I think?
Okay. Yeah, most Europe is that way, obviously. Yeah. And so,
well, that's true, yeah, because we know that
something. Yeah, and so we had really enjoyed doing our show in Scotland there because, wow, it was like, man, this is what the guys at the Zone do every day. Joe, anybody you see in there that you recognize besides Scheffler at is that JM or IM?
McIntyre's a Scottish guy.
Yeah, he's 3 under. He's already shot a 67. He's in the clubhouse. Christian, who is IM?
Stinson, I think.
That's
a
great question. Golf is my weak point.
Is Korean or? But
I would presume.
He's had some.
Look at that.
Have you played, Joe? Have you played the British style? Nah. What do you call it? What's the
Lynx? I've played Lynx. I've never been to England.
I never liked the one East Little Rock that they used to have. Remember that?
Out by the airport.
Stone something?
I think so. I never liked it. I just don't like this. You can't tell. You don't have any depth perception to sort of see.
Yeah, people like it a lot of the times because it's different.
Well, it's different, and that you hit. You basically you can chip and roll a lot of your balls too. Who is that? Right? Is that Scheffler? Let's see what he does here. Is that the eighth hole? I think on the eighth hole.
Yeah, that's Im Sung Jae in first.
Im Sung Jae, even though his first name is on the leaderboard, right?
Correct.
The last name.
First
great
name. First name, right. First name. First name.
See, the thing you can see right now why they're killing.
Because the weather's so good.
Over there, the wind.
There's no wind. Yeah, there's no wind. Yeah, I guess that you want to start off early in the day if you're.
So M is Asian.
He's South Korean.
So is that his first name or is that his last name?
I know it's
because
weird.
They put their last name first.
Yeah,
I think Sung Jae is the
Sung Jae M.
Sung Jae M.
No.
Okay, so M is his last name.
M is his last name, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how nice would that be? Two letters. Boom. So you saw all your chips.
DeChambeau's 2 under.
Oh, look at there. He hadn't been in that in a while, has he?
He's been stinking.
Yeah,
He didn't make the cut. He hadn't made the cut.
Do you remember when he went from skinny to when he looked like he was on steroids and he was hitting at 500 yards and his swing started, and now he went back, he's reverted back. Yeah. Look, he looks sort of normal.
He's always tinkering, man. He's like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
He's
a nerd. In soccer yesterday, Roger and I didn't get a chance to watch, or we would have, because we were busy at the Star.
I watched it. It was...
So...
I don't sit down and watch soccer.
Yeah.
Well, the most important part is the last few minutes, obviously. Yeah. Now, the 85th minute, let me get this straight. How many minutes are in a soccer match, Christian?
90.
90 plus stoppage time.
Okay, so England was up 1-0 with 5 minutes to go.
85 minutes, yeah.
So Messi doesn't score, but he sets up two goals. He's
well. It was kind of like he was on the right side and he had the ball, and they what happened is England kind of went to a prevent defense.
They did,
and that's so, what he's being criticized about.
Absolutely,
too.
Because
coach
Argentina. Is a very attacking team, and so basically by going prevent, they dropped so that it allowed Argentina to get up the field easier and get deeper easier, and so they had Messi on the right side, and he was
everybody comes to Messi,
and it was a typical we're going to double team him, and he just flips it over to a dude for a wide open shot, and he makes it.
Roger, did you just see that? Did you watch that?
I did.
That was 60 seconds of World Cup breakdown by Joe Conn.
It was succinct.
I mean, he's like crazy. He's like, Christian, shut up and let me do this.
England's goal, Harry Kane made it.
Harry Kane
made an unbelievable pass from.
He made an unbelievable pass from what?
From deep in his own end. And it freed up the players in front of him. I can't remember
Anthony
the guys.
Gordon.
Anthony Gordon made a wraparound pass. Wow. And the dude basically tipped it in with his.
How much time was left for the winning goal?
Well, they were in stoppage time. It was 90 minutes plus two.
The game went
they went overtime.
About 8 more minutes after that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Baz, but I think Joe was this.
What an asset you are to our show.
So in soccer, prevent defense is called parking the bus. That's what it's called. When you try to stop the other team from scoring, it's called parking the bus.
Well, they showed the coach, and everybody's criticizing the coach. The coach is so soft after the game. Like, dude, you gotta. That's not a very forceful guy, but yeah, everybody's complaining about him. Is it true if they'd have just done the right thing, they'd probably.
Who knows?
So Messi.
If they don't score, he's look. They got the goal, and he was so smart that he put in his defense guys, and they. They shored up and they played to their it's
so did Messi get the did he get so he only got credit for one what do you call it
but he set up both
he got two assists
oh
right?
got two assists
I think
on
he
that.
Did yeah
Roger
he
I'm
should.
Telling you this was we've been doing this show for a long time to see Joe Klein step up and take over the
I watched it yesterday because I knew I was coming and I also watched the ESPYs last night because
was that
who knows in this
I
show
did not I watch mean, the ESPYs
the number one sports show in.
In America.
I knew you guys were watching it, taking notes that were going to...
All I saw was that the Knicks won the team of the year, which makes sense, I guess.
It was actually... I wasn't going to watch it.
It was pretty good?
And I was sitting in my den.
It was just there.
My man cave.
Yeah.
And my wife came in there into my room and...
in your space.
And told me...
And did
something good was on?
I said, we're watching this.
Okay. What did she? Was there something she wanted to see?
She wanted to watch the ESPYs.
I mean, nothing in particular on the ESPYs.
I almost said, "There's another TV."
Wise decision.
Was there anything good on there?
Yeah. What was
usually
it?
The ESPYs to me is.
Yeah.
And she was telling me how funny the
Marcelo.
Post,
yeah.
And he was not. I mean, he wasn't bad.
So what was
she
it?
Was
what
telling
was it?
Me how funny he was, and it was like
the host.
Yeah, it was kind of like
who was he?
You would get the.
This dude from Saturday Night Live.
That was the laugh you would get. He would say
Colin
something.
Jost?
No.
Yeah.
Marcelo.
Was like
black guy?
No.
He's a Saturday Night Live guy?
Yeah.
Gosh, for me not to know who
Marcelo
that is.
Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
And I mean, he wasn't bad by any means. But it wasn't like.
Wait a minute. Is he a little dude?
Well, what was
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
What was the so? What was the big takeaway? What were the awards that they won? I know the Knicks won the Team of the Year.
Yeah, I really liked they did the They do a Perseverance Award.
Yeah, the tennis player, Arthur Ashe Award.
Yeah, and they do, a Courage
kind of. Wow, it really blew you away.
Stuck with it.
The Tillman Award, and then.
Tillman Award.
I don't know if it's Courage. Okay. It's Rob Tillman.
Okay.
And
Rob Tillman?
The football player for the Cardinals who went.
Rob Tillman is the back therapist here in Little Rock.
Oh, my God. What was
Tillman? Tillman's his name.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Tillman for the Cardinals.
Pat Tillman. Yeah,
yeah. Rob. Sorry, Rob. I hadn't seen Rob in a while. Hey.
Welcome back to Earth. We're number one. You couldn't get out of it.
I came out strong. I should have just shut the hell up.
And then the Ghostbusters 2 ooze that's in this show got
I got full. I got full of myself. I was like, look at old Joe, man. He's running the show.
He was. I was letting you go. Joe's hot.
Rob Tillman Award.
Roger, he goes, Tillman, the guy from the Cardinals, the guy from the Arizona. That's a guy. Rob's a great therapist, though.
Awesome. He's worked on me.
He's still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. All right. Hey, welcome. Welcome home.
I was doing so well.
You were. Let me tell you what. Nothing can take away from your soccer coverage.
Not a chance.
Nobody. You're not getting that on serious today. Absolutely. All right. Don't go away. If you want to be part of this, 661-1037-626. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "90 days, Jerry, when you were hot.
Music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup final is set as Argentina mounted another comeback to beat England 2-1 in the semifinals. England scored in the 55th minute and held the lead all the way until the 85th when Enzo Fernandez scored. Argentina's Lautaro Martinez then netted one off Lionel Messi's pass in stoppage time for the win. In 6 World Cup meetings between the two countries, the record is now 3-3. Argentina will be facing Spain in the final, the reigning South American champion versus the reigning European champion. The two have met in the World Cup just once when Argentina won 2-1 in 1966. The final will be at 2 o'clock on Sunday on Fox. The third place game between France and England will be on Saturday at 4 o'clock on Fox. And Major League Baseball returns from their All-Star break tonight with just one game. The Mets versus the Phillies will be at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The hot weather is coming back. Today we'll get up to 91 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 73. Tomorrow, up to 94 degrees. And once again, we'll have a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Michigan signed a wide receiver in the portal named Jamie French, except his name is spelled F-F-R-E-N-C-H. Yeah, you're thinking, Pigskin, I don't give two F's about some guy from Texas now at Michigan. Well, I hear you, but I'm thinking about spelling Pigskin with two P's. Well, then again, I'm so old, maybe one P is enough. Art imitates life. Double B's has two B's. Two B, B, voila, double B's. Besides two B's, double B's has everything you need for a Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights pit stop. Coffee, breakfast, lunch, snacks, drinks. Double B's has got it all, S.A. Double B's. It's where you gas it. Grab it and go. That's Double B's.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel,
Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs, join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums. What? Getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
They call him Big Joe from Slater Mowing. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history, Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Culine.
Great to have Joe on the show with us on Thursday, thanks to Corky's. And we may just replay the last segment just because Joe did such a great job. I mean, Joe just took over the show.
I was there.
He was there.
I was there, baby. I was right there.
You were right there at the top. You were right there just like
I can
in
say,
the...
I can say I've been to the pinnacle.
It was the Price is Right.
It didn't last
You're
long.
The yodeler, and then so, you went off the cliff.
Christian, what I want you to do, I want you to take his soccer analysis and sort of cut it down to where it's a pretty good soccer analysis where whatever time it takes, and then I want you to do
the
when
Essence.
He starts. Yeah,
let
the
it let it
where
it
he starts talking about the Tillman Award, and I ask him and listen to when he goes, "Drop the Tillman."
No, I'm looking at you like I'm looking at you like you are such an idiot.
I know.
You don't know who Pat Tillman is.
And then
is.
I go, "I think I said Rob's the therapist," and Joe starts processing.
I'm sorry.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, the warm feeling.
Hot head.
The old warm feeling you get when you're standing on that mountain going,
"Oh my gosh!"
Like everybody's an idiot. They're going, everybody's looking at you going, no, man, you're the idiot.
Yep. So it's all those memes we see where people are celebrating before they cross the finish line, and then all of a sudden the dude in next second place just passes them by. That's what happened. You were there, Joe.
It was good. It's like my golf game.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Stone Links, you said Roger was
with
somebody.
Yeah, we had Steve and a few other people. Yeah. Said it was Stone Links.
I remember.
I don't know the
Tommy, difference. I think Tommy, when y'all were doing magic, y'all used to go out there and
it was conducive to smoking weed out there.
Someone says it's getting deep in the studio real quick. So yes, it is. And someone says here, Nolan Sweater Award goes to Joe Klein. Nothing like a good laugh on my way to a job I hate. Thanks, guys. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
Wow, we need to clip that.
Yeah.
We need to clip that.
Jerry is a hero in many ways, but without any Super Bowls in 30 years,
Let me tell you something, and that's it. I read that, Baz, and as I'm walking through that place, I'm going, it doesn't show in here that it's been 30 years. There's no cobwebs. There's no nothing. Doesn't show that in 30 years. We saw the war room. We saw it all.
It's hard to believe. And that's why even Cliff and them were thinking, man, we haven't seen that type of having all that history in the 70s and in the 90s to have zero now. It's a lot. So going back real quick to on soccer. So today, tomorrow you've got the third place match.
Saturday.
What did I say? Oh, tomorrow. That feels like today's Friday. Saturday you had that. And Joe, I mean, Didn't the college game used to have a
Arkansas was the last
Notre Dame. Yeah,
so Boothead hit that shot. That was the last third.
Does anybody does anybody care? Yeah. France and England 4 o'clock.
They don't even want to play in it. I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, that now that's
you want to win the World Cup. You don't want to play for third place.
That's in Miami. Sure, there'll be a nice crowd. Then you got the World Championship in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Is that the best place in America to have that?
No, they should have had it in Mexico.
Okay, well, no, what if
they should have had it in Jerry's
World. Yeah, America's the host, right?
Where yeah, we're the host. Well, if you're going to host it,
in the best stadium, the best place. Right, I don't know much about East Rutherford.
It's the Giants.
Well, it's the Meadowlands.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know much about
it's
the area.
Not.
Meadowlands itself?
Yeah, just the whole thing.
It's a swamp.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
I lived there for two months. That's what I said. Why would they do it there? I don't, because it's part of New York's community, I guess. I don't know.
It's just where they put their big football stadium.
But it's not even in New York.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. But like you said, Joe, why not put it in a premier, like a LA stadium, SoFi or whatever, yeah,
well,
or Jerry's?
It's not because you're getting
New York,
there.
New York, that's New right. York. Yeah, so 2 p.m. for that. Spain versus Argentina. Is Argentina the favorite? Do we know about the?
I don't know. I think Spain probably is. Yeah.
Everybody's saying Spain's gonna handle them.
Okay. By the way,
anything else you need to know?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, listen, Joe is hot on fire today. Did you see who won the $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot, Joe?
The one recently?
Yes. Yeah. It finally came out with it, I guess, 6 months ago. $1.8 billion.
No, but when was the draw?
The one that won it in Cabot.
December.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, back in
December. They had to wait 6 months before they put it out, but it was the family of Terry Hartwick, North Little Rock mayor. It was his brother.
His brother.
And then I think maybe some other, there were two other families.
His brother, and then his brother's son, well, then his nephew, you know, it got like 3 or 6%, something like
Timothy Allen Hartwick of Scott, who is also the brother of Terry Hartwick, and another person whose identity has not been disclosed.
Yeah, so there's three people. There was Timothy's son, and then a person that not been
so like they all went in on a team.
Yeah, so here it is. So before tax, doing the one lump payment was $834 million. And then after taxes, after state and federal withholding taxes, about $218 million.
Yeah, he just got a check.
The winner got a check for about $565 million.
Mm.
And then after state and federal, the other guy, I think, got $18
million. 18?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Anonymous person is going to get $18 million.
So how did they?
I don't know.
How they what?
Figure that out. I don't know why he got less.
Well, now the reason that those people were identified is
that's the rules. Well, 6 months.
And the other person's not a public or is not a public figure or anything like that. Maybe there's something.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, there's something in there that even states in the article. So how do they figure out how much somebody got? Yeah,
why did he get 568
versus the guy? I guess he was the guy who probably bought the ticket.
Well,
said,
he gave.
I'm going to give you a percentage of it, but I get the most.
And that's what it says. Oh, it's like in your will. I think there's something.
Well, if you buy the ticket, you're going to say, "Hey, Baz, I get the." Well, usually you would say,
I don't know if it's like that or not. I think there was something. I'll do that. But I think when he claimed it, I'm claiming this. He said, "Hey, I want to give 3% to David Basil."
It wasn't because all three actually had a ticket.
Well, who knows? No. It was.
They got a ticket if they're in here, right?
No. They just got one ticket. It's just the one ticket. If the way I'm reading it, I'm reading that Timothy got one ticket.
Well, it shouldn't care.
And Timothy says, "I'm declaring it all. I want 3% to go to."
That's none of our business who he gives his money to.
That's why I don't understand why that has to be. Announced.
Yeah, I just thought they meant that they all three.
It's like
had
if
tickets.
I won
$565 million, I read the article and that's how.
If I won $565 million, I'd give you $565.
Yeah, you could be breaking that. Yeah,
and I don't have to. That's nobody's business. Me being super generous to you.
No. But I don't think. What I'm saying is I think the reason we know that, and then again, I'm reading the article, I think the, and again, watch me completely be off on this. I think it is because when he claimed it, yeah. He says, I want to give this to this person. I want to give another to this person. Yeah. Because one of them is, one guy still, or lady, is anonymous. So there's a reason that person is still anonymous.
But, yeah, I see what you're saying. I think that would be interesting because, is it, if I decide to start, if I give you some, do I have to?
Well, I pay less taxes on that one part that I gave you, that 3%. I don't pay taxes on that one. You do, because I gave it to you. But, you pay taxes, and now you got a check for $18 million.
So if I give it to Tim?
No, here's the thing. What you're thinking of, and there's a difference. What you're thinking of is you just got the check. And then you've claimed that $580 million. And then later on down the line, you give me that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What am I don't know how many 1099s are involved with you giving me that money.
I just thought when I saw it that sometimes
if Greg Hatcher pays me, gives me money, and he can do that.
Some guys go in.
Frank Fletcher, you want to give me things like that.
Some guys go in and they split it. They go, hey, Joe, we're buying tickets for everybody.
No, that's not the reason that is. Because if we're buying the ticket, that is a personal thing where I'm going, you and I are splitting that ticket, and that could
No. If you give me a ticket, it's not. If I have my own ticket.
All right, but here's the thing. But if we go in and buy a ticket for $2, or we're buying a $20 in tickets, did I give you 3% of that $20? And that's why you're giving me 3%.
I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
But well, guess what? There's somebody out there listening that knows.
The story is what's crazy, though, that it's Terry Hartwork's, that we know somebody. I told you about Roger when we did this. I said, I bet you in Cabot, it's a small enough town, everybody knows. Tommy probably knows who it is because Cabot's a small town. So 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. All right, Joe, today is the birthday of Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. And I would say, Roger, I'm not so sure, Christian, we enjoy Will Ferrell as much as anybody. And the one we play the most has been the cowbell deal. We play the crap out of the cowbell deal.
I didn't even put that on here yet.
That's not even a movie. That's just one of the greatest Saturday Night Live skits of all time.
Look at it closely. Pretty recognizable signature.
No.
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Why do you have...
Hold on.
That's Step Brothers.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Look at it closely. Pretty recognizable signature.
No.
Randy Jackson from American Idol.
Why do you have Randy Jackson's autograph on a martial arts weapon?
Because I bumped into him and all I had on me was this samurai sword, and you're not going to not get Randy Jackson's autograph, right?
I would have done the exact same thing.
that's my favorite. You're a great line there. So I would have done the exact same thing. Because you're not going to get an autograph. Why do you have Joe Klein's autograph on a roll of toilet paper? Because that's all I had when I saw Joe Klein. And you're not going to get Joe Klein's autograph.
We had our man cave contest the other day, and Mark Carter had this picture of, it was Shaft? Was it Shaft?
Yes.
And I said, why do you have an autograph picture of Shaft? He goes, I saw Shaft, and why would you not get an autograph?
Why would you not get an autograph of Richard Roundtree?
There's no connection to it. Absolutely. So anyway, so Joe, we go back to you. So if you had any Will Ferrell movie, is there anything that comes to mind?
Elf.
Hey, listen, Elf is a classic.
During the Christmas season.
It's a Christmas classic. What's the most one of the most famous lines in there? If you call me, the little guy called. He said, "If you call me,
absolutely,
Call
me an elf one more time, my friend.
Yeah,
one more time. I dare you.
He's an angry little elf.
Yeah, that's right. The other great line in that when he goes, you sleep on a bed of lies or whatever. He knows that what's his face is not the real Santa. That's not Santa. So you got Step Brothers.
You see the dude that plays his manager in that movie has been in court for something.
In Christmas?
Yeah, in the Elf, the black guy that comes in.
The store manager. The store manager.
Yeah. I just saw something in the paper the other day about him. Somebody help me out on that.
You got Step Brothers. You got Anchorman. Joe, another one we love is The Other Guys. Have you ever seen that where he goes, he said, who's, Mark Wahlberg goes, who's the girl? He goes, it's my wife. He goes, that's not your wife. He goes, who are you really? And then that's when he goes, Gator.
Gator don't play. Who's the actress?
Eva Mendes.
Oh, she's smoking.
Yeah.
She's got a low-cut dress. Not that I condone any of that. And he goes, would you please put something on nice? Would you please quit looking like a, it's just what he's talking about, how nasty she looks. It's just unbelievable. I'm sorry, honey.
So you got that, and you got Talladega Nights. I mean, I'm just mentioning some of the high-profile ones that we made.
I had a couple
old school, old school where he shoots, he gets shot in the neck with the,
yes.
Oh, my God. He's running naked down the street.
His wife. Is a buzz image.
Caution, this station may be habit-forming.
Two words. Clothing optional.
1037 The Buzz.
We're streaking!
We're streaking.
The other one was Wedding Crashers, where he wasn't
That's one of the great cameos.
Oh my gosh. Mom! What he said to the
You want something to eat? Mom!
Yeah, I saw some lists, and the had the campaign in there, which I thought was
campaign's okay. The best part about campaign is Galifianakis when he's at the dinner table with his wife and kids.
One of the greatest scenes
ever.
That
scene when they all go by.
With the kids, so yeah, be honest, tell us if anything we need to get out before this campaign.
Yeah.
And those kids give out the most unbelievable lines.
His wife does.
Oh, my God.
I think that was the beginning of the end of Will Ferrell's reign of comedy.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. What did you think about Land? I like Land of the Lost. That's one of my favorites.
I think he made a good movie after the campaign.
Whoa.
I don't want a good Will Ferrell movie.
Semi-pro.
I'm talking about, I don't think he made a good comedy after
he's tough. What about Semi-pro?
He is.
You like Semi-pro?
I like Semi-pro.
Of course, Jackie Moon.
Yeah.
Did you see that one, Joe?
Never saw it.
Press.
Oh, you should see it. It's good.
What's the name of the bear?
Oh.
I can't.
Because what's her name's in it? The comedian from Saturday Night Live, the female. You know, she got, I think, probably one of her first roles. You know, the one that was so good in the Bachelorette movie. She played, the Target lady. Oh, my God. She has so many characters.
Not Kristen Wiig?
Kristen Wiig. She's in that one. You know, she plays the bear handler.
Yeah,
so what's
the
name of that bear? I don't know.
The other part is that he was one of the greats of Saturday Night Live. You had the perfect cheer. What else did you have? You had him in
the hot tub.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was, let's see, what else was
he? He was George Bush. Yeah, he played George Bush.
Good George Bush.
Yeah, so it was George Bush. He did
that. Harry Carey is amazing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. One of the great Harry Careys of all time. He was one of the first guys to do Harry Carey.
100%, 100%.
We'll take a break. If you want to send us your faves, we'll play those. Joe, we'll come back and let Joe talk about Corky's and West Little Rock and North Little Rock. I'm sure he's out ready to do another great day of food today. People are going to come up to you today and say, you were on fire today.
Number one. I'm going to get what I always give.
And then I want you just to tell them, Joe, I'd rather you just say thank you.
Yes, if you missed it, we'll have Christian have clips of it playing today.
I'm going to get what I always give.
That's right. All right, don't go away. It's 6:46.
You know, speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you got to do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood, or call us at 501-834-7700.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. people will witness the fitness.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Rev up for the Cabot Police Department Foundation Serve and Shine Car Show. Saturday at the NLC Cabot parking lot on West Main Street. All makes and models welcome. Food trucks, trophies, and free admission for spectators. Get registered Saturday for $25. Don't miss the Cabot Serve and Shine Car Show.
This Friday, be listening as The Zone broadcasts live from the Hurricane Creek Golf Course in Bryant for the Bryant Hornet Football Golf Tournament. Presented by Hurricane Creek Federal Credit Union, Everett Buick GMC, and Camping World, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and all proceeds go to support the seven-time and defending 7A state champion Bryant Hornets football team.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Maybe they're seeing something we don't, darling. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. How about love? Love, 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 I scoop it out, I can't dig it. You know, I don't know. I didn't want to sing too loud because I don't want to wake up Robert and Nancy. My throat's sore. I've had a sore throat for a month and a half. And this is not an acoustic environment that's suitable to request this from me.
You got to know, I'm not just some guy. Brennan, that is the voice of an angel. Brennan, I can't even make eye contact with you right now.
Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus. Why can't you do that in front of people?
Are you messing with me right now?
It's me, Dale. You're good.
Step Brothers, that's a classic scene. Man, the more we talk about this, we forgot about Alex Trebek. Oh, that Saturday Night skit was, Jeopardy. Oh my gosh, Jeopardy.
Your mother's a slut, Trebek.
Yeah, yeah, that guy, I forgot who that guy was.
Sean Connery. When he'd go, I'll take.
Yeah, we'll have fun though.
You'd read them wrong.
Absolutely. I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll take this for
$400. Yes. You know what? There's word just popped mother. In, instead of the word analyze, he would go, I'll take analyze. No, it's analyze.
And we didn't even mention the Talladega Nights. We were just, you know, which is another one of his, it's probably one of his top four. Christian, you've got the question of the day. What is it?
Yeah, our question of the day, the options I gave for were Talladega Nights, Anchorman, Step Brothers, and then I put other for comment because there's so many. But those are the three options I gave.
Yeah, I didn't even throw out Joe. How old do you think he is?
I think he's kind of around mid-60s.
Yeah,
64.
67.
Who's that?
Will Ferrell.
He's 67?
Yeah. Remember we
I thought about, he was younger than that.
Can you say last night, I sent me that text, you go 4 years, he's
younger than us.
No, he's older than us. He's 67. No. We're 62.
We're 63.
It'll be 63 in October.
He's 59.
Yeah, he's
younger.
Where'd
you get 67 from?
He's younger.
That's what my notes had, 67.
No,
is that not right?
Even with that thing that
So my notes were wrong. I had it, either I wrote it down wrong.
Yeah. No, I was, I don't know. But I know he's younger.
He's 59.
Than us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I was surprised when I saw that last night. I thought, man, he's older than I thought.
Hmm.
Blades of Glory, somebody says.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, I like that.
I've not seen that one.
You've not seen that?
It's funny.
It's
Craig T. Nelson's the coach.
Absolutely.
The Iron Lotus,
where they cut people's head off. What's the movie? The football movie.
John Heater, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, he's a.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Tom Cruise.
I did that.
Ricky Bobby.
Over the weekend.
You did.
I was screaming up and down that track.
661-1037 is the number. Don't forget, Joe Klein, you've got Corky's ready to go today in Little Rock and North Little Rock.
Yeah, North Little Rock, Little Rock, open at 11. Just got a lot of stuff besides barbecue going on this time of year. People are kind of burned out of barbecue. They've either been making it themselves or picking it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got you covered. We got catfish, shrimp.
That sure is nice to be because you're not a one-trick pony to wear most barbecue.
We got salads, all kinds of salads, grilled chicken salads, chicken tender salads, pork salads.
What percentage of your customers come in and don't get out of 100%? 50? 50%? Yeah,
probably.
Your menu is 50? Outstanding.
I would say.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you throw in...
Even anywhere close.
The deliveries and the bulk order and the catering, it drops it down.
No, that speaks volumes to what he's talking about. Because, I mean,
especially this time of year.
For sure! For sure!
People are a little burned out.
People!
Someone says he was born in 67. Maybe that's where I got that from. Thanks, Blair. Appreciate that. 661-1037. Somebody said Night at the Roxbury. Was that good? That was a funny skit. I didn't know if the movie was any good.
No, the movie was terrible.
It didn't translate well into a movie like Blues Brothers did or something else that was a skit from Saturday Night Live.
I can't get over the Jeopardy scenes with him. Mm-hmm. I watch those. Yeah. Like when I see him,
he plays a straight man.
I can watch him in a loop. It's like the Robin Williams talking about golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can watch that, and I laugh every time.
We played that.
You remember, too, Will Ferrell came on the anchor desk at Saturday morning football deal. What is it? Game day.
Yeah.
Came with the Lee Corso, and he could show up anywhere and make it be funny.
Yeah, he's not as
like Roger.
Good, not as good, but Robin Williams, just ad lib.
100%.
He
and Jonathan Winters
take off with it and
just roll and just morph into something else and keep going. Didn't one of the few years ago that he went to different baseball parks, you know?
Yes.
I remember. Yeah, he was doing
spring training. Yeah,
he
sure did.
So, I mean, he could still do that.
Yeah.
That's a height of your career.
Yeah, I mean, and be funny at all those.
Oh, yeah.
Someone says here, Arkansas Law says you can stay anonymous for 3 years if you want to for winning over 500K. Yeah, I was wrong on that. Mm-hmm. And Roger was apparently right that you do if they will actually start distributing your money for you, which is sort of bizarre.
But, with all the taxes involved and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
Like, who knew that you're gonna be my financial planner.
Yeah.
And I want him. What if I want you to have some? I want you to have some. That's just
you're distributing. You're doing it. I think for tax purposes, obviously.
But still, I wouldn't have thought they would. We're not in the business. You take your money and.
But if I want to give you, it's like in Shawshank. If I want to give your wife, do you trust her? You want to give her a one-time gift? There's so many things like that. I mean, I think so many loopholes. I mean, the more money you have,
you talk about the taxes that come out of that thing. Mm. Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah. Any of that money, I want, could he have said, I want this percentage to go to NIL, the university. I want this percentage to do that.
Yeah. Good idea. Here's one that says, I vote for Anchorman. His comedy is always so unique and fresh. That was, to me, one of his really breakout deals where you saw him I am. You don't know. Do you know who I am? I mean, that's when he said my. It smells like
mahogany. No, he's just so funny, and in the cameos. I mean, listen, the cameo that he did in Wedding Crashers, also the cameo that he did in Starsky and Hutch, just so freaking.
Back on that, and Roger the music there. Back on the that Anchorman when he goes, you look like a. Remember he gets into it with his co-anchor. And
smelly pirate.
Yeah, she goes, you have bad hair.
That's when he got upset.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we got the big man, Joe Klein, here. We'll come back. We'll ask him about what he thinks about the new signee or new commitment. Don't go away. 7 o'clock.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz. Ice cold, Dr. Pepper, help.
Camping season is here, and Razorback